96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking education tonight in Prince George's County with schools CEO Dr. Kevin Maxwell. I have questions for him, and I'm sure our listeners do as well. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Dr. Maxwell, thank you for coming in again. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Okay. So I ask you, just like anybody else would ask you, how's work?
So it's busy, but it's very good, very rewarding. I really enjoyed getting out to all of our 205 schools last year, and I've already been to about 25 or so this year. It's great to be out and see what the students are engaged in, to see the excellent teaching that we have, and to kind of see some of the issues that confront us as well, some of the facilities issues and class size issues and those kind of things too. It helped direct a lot of our budget discussions last year.
Well, and I've heard, you know, from certain, you know, teachers and principals in the county today that indeed you have been doing kind of like drive-bys, sitting around, you know, various and sundry schools in the county. So far, so good from those that I've heard from. But let me talk about those who are just coming in to the county. Is that correct? 800 new teachers?
So, yes, we have over 9,000 teachers. And so while 800 sounds like a big number, it's less than 10% of our teacher workforce. But I think that, you know, when you look at retirements and then we have some, folks in the military and other places that get transferred in and out of the school system. So it's not a, you know, it's not a surprising number to me. It's surprising to some other people. But again, it represents less than 10% of our workforce. And I think that, you know, again, you look at, you know, any profession. I mean, we read about other, police departments and other things where the population of employees is getting a little older. And so there's some turnover in that employment. So I think people postponed some retirements during the Great Recession for a number of years and are now feeling more comfortable that they can go ahead and do that. So I think we're going to, you know, see somewhere in the vicinity of that number for the next few years.
What's new? There's a lot of there are a lot of changes in the county school system this year. You were the big change last year, obviously. What should parents expect to see or hear about during the 2014-2015 school year?
So I think there are a lot of things, as you mentioned. I'd start with there's some additional all-day pre-kindergarten classes in some of our Transforming Neighborhood Initiative schools, which is really excellent for us. We had opened 8 last year, and we opened another 16 this year. And we're very, very pleased that we can provide that all-day pre-kindergarten for some of our kids in some of our most challenging neighborhoods. We have 3 new Spanish immersion programs that we opened, and in the early grades, the early childhood grades, that we're going to continue to grow as those kids get older, and those programs will get larger and larger. As you know, we have had one of the oldest French immersion programs in the United States, and it's flourished and done a really, really good job. We've had a waiting list for that, and we've tried to eliminate the waiting list there at Robert Goddard French Immersion at our Montessori programs and added some seats in our gifted programs as well so that there's more opportunities for kids. We have a new aeronautics program at Duval High School, which
explain that exactly. You say aeronautics.
So we, at Duval High School is over near NASA.
It's yeah, brand, right. Yeah, brand, they're right up the street from my old brand, high school.
Right,
yeah,
brand
Duval's
new.
All right, you know, but
yeah.
I'm a Roosevelt guy.
I understand
guy,
you're
so,
a Roosevelt guy.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Yeah,
so,
we love Duval. Though.
So we're trying to open up some more seats. You know, there are a number of programs in the county that have been very popular, but. but we need some more of those options, more menu options. So while I was there on the first day of school, for example, I sat in a flight simulator and took off in a plane and flew over to Annapolis and then turned it over to someone else. So students can get flying lessons as part of what they're doing. They're going to learn about aerodynamics. They're going to learn about lots of different pieces of the flight industry, if you will. And so we're just in the, again, the ninth grade program. We're going to, you know, continue to work on curriculum with our university partners and our business partners and organizations like NASA. And we're hoping to have, you know, yet another high-end, you know, STEM option for our kids. And that, again, that is at Duval High School. And very, I met some of the students there and got to talk with them. And we were very, very excited about them, and they're very excited about the program.
Maybe they should call them the Flying Tigers, since they
perhaps,
are the Duval Tigers.
Perhaps.
There's just an idea coming from a Roosevelt guy. nevertheless, let's talk about something a little more concerning. Obviously, we have seen across the country, we have seen some unfortunate and horrific security issues that affect all schools, high schools, middle schools, and of course, elementary schools. What is the current cell phone policy for Prince George's County schools? Is it that students are not allowed to have cell phones in class, or how does that work exactly?
So we've made a change in our cell phone policy, and we want to, you know, work toward, I think, you know, the goal is to try to figure out how to use technology in instruction as opposed to, you know, isolating. In the early days, you know, people really didn't see much use for phones and things in schools. But I'll tell you, as a high school principal in this area during both 9/11 and the sniper incident here in the D.C. area, my feelings about cell phones changed completely. You know, having parents who were employees of mine, not just parents from outside the school, but parents of my children, you know, in school, frightened for their parents, frightened for their siblings, you know, it just really changed my perspective. And so, you know, I've been, you know, for about a, you know, good while now, I've been more interested in why do we, you know, argue about this all the time instead of learning how to use it? You know, I've seen kids, you know, student members of boards of education and other kids using the technology, their smartphones, to have study groups in isolation from one another, if that makes any sense. So they're not in a group in the sense that we're in the same room together, but they have this online, you know, chat where they're working on, you know, whatever it is they're studying in school. So I think, you know, we're never going to really want, you know, boyfriends and girlfriends talking during the middle of English class or anything. But I think this pretending like we don't have them, you know, it's we're just not going to be successful asking kids to keep a quite expensive, you know, smartphone in their locker. Keeping it out of sight, you know, is more of a reasonable idea. But there's a lot of non-instructional time in schools, too, hall changes and lunch times. And I just think that we have to come into that age where people want to be able to be sure that they can reach each other when things happen. And certainly things have happened.
We are talking to Dr. Kevin Maxwell. He is the CEO of the Prince George's County Public School System. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Karen calling from Clinton. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. So my question is, has any thought been given to possibly building a couple, one, maybe two new school, high schools in the Prince George's County area? Because the schools are very crowded. I mean, you have 30-plus kids in the class, and I don't feel that they're getting the attention that they need. And as a mom, you know, my friends and I are making decisions, life decisions, as far as if we want to go private, you know, over the public. And then a lot of the public schools are not, you know, the environments are not so good. So what's being done about that?
Go ahead, Dr. Maxwell, please.
So on the space issue, the size issue, indeed, you know, we know that we need some additional space, but I would just, you know, to be honest with everyone, you know, we have over a $2 billion backlog in school construction and facilities needs. And, you know, as I travel around schools, I hear, you know, communities all across Prince George's County say, you know, we need a new building or we need more space. When we presented our capital improvement plan to the board a few weeks ago, you know, we talked about a desperate need for more middle school spaces, for example, in the northern part of the county. We do have a 6-year plan, and we are currently, you know, we just opened this past year the brand new Oxon Hill High School. We have some, you know, some other schools that we're currently under construction on, and some expansions, some wings, some pods to replace portable classrooms and expand some of the schools that we have. I'd love to do more, and we're having some conversations with the county government about, you know, how we're going to, you know, fund over whatever period of time it's going to be to reduce that backlog. And I think that, you know, on the other hand, I think, you know, depending on, I'm not sure exactly, you know, where in Clinton or, but I think that, you know, people hear about schools and they think about schools, but they really need to visit our schools and they really need to come in and talk to principals and visit classrooms. So I think, you know, that would be beneficial.
Karen, thank you so much for your phone call. We'll be back in just a moment. We need to go to a commercial break. When we come back, more of your phone calls and questions for Dr. Kevin Maxwell with the Prince George's County Schools. We'll be back in a bit.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 and WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking education tonight in Prince George's County with school CEO Dr. Kevin Maxwell. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's talk a little bit about discipline issues. That was a big issue when you came in. You discussed you know, some of the disciplinary issues in the district. Where do we stand right now on dealing with, you know, suspensions and the like, and perhaps engaging parents in disciplinary issues?
Yes, that's a very good question. It's actually a very huge national conversation right now, and the state Board of Education has revised its policy on suspensions, and it has put out some guidelines that we are you know, carefully reviewing and having a lot of discussions with our principals and others about. There's no question that for what some of us refer to as discretionary suspensions. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, violent incidents. We're not talking about drug distribution or weapons in schools or fighting and things. But, you know, what's disrespectful to one person may not be so disrespectful to another, and insubordination, other kinds of suspensions that are not so cut and dried. And yet, you know, we tend to do a lot of suspending in that area. And so having a conversation about what are our other options, what kinds of other things can we do, what kinds of learning experiences can we offer to children so that they understand how to behave differently or how they should have handled a situation instead of suspending them. So we've been looking very hard. That conversation is not new to this state, but the state has been very clear that they want to work on keeping kids in school, because the consequences to students being suspended from school are lost instructional time, obviously. And so it hurts them, and that's, I think, you know, why it's one of the menu of options. But we tend to jump over a lot of other, you know, possibilities that we have for discipline rather and go to suspensions instead. And what we need to do is kind of reorient everybody back to the other options that we have available to us.
Very quickly, Angelo calling from South Carolina. Angelo, how are you? What's on your mind?
I'm doing good, but I just want to make a quick comment and a quick question here quickly.
Question quick. I only have about a minute left. Go ahead.
Okay, we have a serious problem. It's illiteracy. The kids can't read. 68% of the kids in this country can't read by the time they get to the fourth grade, not just Prince George's, but across the country. What is the superintendent doing to put some anecdotal things in place? Because we know by the time the kids get to the sixth grade, if they're functionally illiterate, they're going to fail at the rest of the grades. So what is he doing to put something in place? This is across the board.
I'm going to let you answer that question, Dr. Maxwell, on the other side, because I do need to take a break. Angelo, hang on. I'll make sure that you're able to hear the answer to his question. Also, Teresa, Cassandra, Dolores D., please stay on the line. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with The Quiet Storm on WHUR 96.3. Stay with us. More of our conversation with Dr. Kevin Maxwell, the CEO of Prince George's County Schools, in just a bit.
The Howard University.